This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
What's upset you now?
Men's public toilets. Men's toilets. Just doing my nutting. For so many reasons. But the big one is blokes just pissing on the seat and leaving it.
Yeah.
It just does my nut. It must be some kind of fetish, I think, because we all have to use it. But I've never done it. Have you done it? Have you ever pissed?
I will wipe it off, I have to say, you know, but it's not, my aim's pretty good these days, but sort of as a younger man, I think maybe it might have been a bit erratic.
Certainly not as a sober man, you know, using a public toilet in the daytime. No, I make sure not to.
If you're in a nightclub, right, or a pub, you can kind of understand people being, you know, they're on it and... You can understand that, but when you can just go to a restaurant or something and it's just piss all over.
That is weird.
Or a shopping centre. You go to a shopping centre and it's just, someone's just pissed all around the seat. You have to use it.
When you go into a toilet in a nice restaurant and you see someone's pissed on the seat, you go, someone in here has done this.
Yeah, it's got to be a
psychopath.
Well, yeah, but you go back out into the restaurant and it's all very sort of nice and kind of like, you go like, someone in here has pissed on that seat. And you're all acting like you're civilized human beings. But one of you is a dirty fucker.
Yeah, you come out looking angry from the toilet, like you've done something funny you shouldn't have done. But it just does my name. And the other thing is, I'm the short bloke. I'm 5, I don't know how tall. How tall are you two?
I'm 5'7".
I'm 5'6".
Are you? I don't think maybe I'd need a remeasure because I feel you're about the same height as me, but you shrunk. Did you?
I went to the doctor. I've had this thing that I'm 5'7" all my life.
Yeah.
Lou's always took the piss out of me saying you're not 5'7". And I had to go to the doctor's recently. She did full my MOT and she goes, right, just measure. And I went, that's all right, I'm 5'7". She goes, no, you're 5'6". I went, no, I'm not, I'm 5'7". She went, you're 5'6", mate. So I'm shrinking. But my problem is I've got short
Sorry
legs.
Sorry to hear that.
Thanks, mate. It's getting old, isn't it? Right?
Yeah. You've got short legs and a long body.
I've got a long body, short legs. My inside leg's 29, right? My inside leg's 29, right? So when you see sale of clothes and so, you go in, it's always the same. It's blokes who are about 6'6" with a 32-inch waist, right? I've got short legs and you go to use your urinal and some twat has put the urinal up.
I know,
so
that
high.
Is. It's mad, yeah, isn't it?
What?
You're on tiptoes. How tall are you, Sean?
Sean's surprisingly tall. I always think that you're about the same height as me. And then every time I see you in person, I go, you're a tall man.
I'm getting taller.
Are you?
But I don't know what you're talking about the I've never been, I mean, I think I'm just a kind of normal.
It's always
size,
those metal
11.
Trough ones. They're always just like, they've been screwed to the wall too high. You're like, fucking hell, mate.
By someone who's over 6'6" has put them there. So when you're having a piss on
never experienced
tiptoes,
this is hilarious.
I just keep jumping up and doing it one spurt at a time.
Two of you, fucking little Oompa Loompas that can't get up to the urinal. What's going on here?
Well, you're either pissing up at an angle or you're on tiptoe and then you finish.
I've never heard of this.
Have you never walked in a bog and seen a bloke on tiptoe trying to have a piss? Oh,
I've
mate.
Never seen this.
You haven't lived.
You haven't. Yeah, you need to get out more, mate.
I don't like, and I've complained about this to Paul, I love a divider in the urinal. I think we can all agree.
Amazing.
Yeah, the divider is welcome. A great thing. A great addition to the gents' toilets. But sometimes the divider isn't doing anything. Like where they've put it isn't actually stopping cock view. do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I don't need the divider because I'm always staring straight ahead. I don't have a little glance to the side. To see
no,
what's
I'm not
going
a side glance. No. Do you have any?
Sean, are you more worried that you don't trust yourself or people looking at you? Which of the two?
If the cocks are out, I've got to have a peek.
one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I was in Preston one night. I went to this boozer after the gig. I went up for a piss and two lads come in. There was the bloke doing the perfume or aftershave and all that.
Oh yeah.
I've seen them for a while, actually.
No, that's all stopped. COVID knocked that on the head, didn't it? This guy went to the urinals and he pulled his trousers down to his ankles.
My brother does that.
The bloke doing the aftershave went mental. Your disrespect to me. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. His mate was dying laughing. But he had his arse and everything out, everything down around his ankles. It was so funny. But they go back to this piss thing, right, on the seats. We need to knock that on the head because do you remember when people used to put bogies down by on the wall?
What are you talking about?
Yes,
where
I
are you
do.
From?
Do you remember? Back in the day, you'd go in a toilet, and everywhere on the wall, people would put bogies down.
Oh,
and some,
Eddie!
It's true. Do you remember, Paul? There'd be bogies on the wall. Some would have blood in, some would have hairs.
Oh, yeah.
We stopped that. So why can't we stop the pissing on the...
Well, this is what I was going to say to the two of you. I was going to put it out there. Are there any serious suggestions it's been put upon us to sort out this problem, this national problem, global problem even? What can we do to stop it? I've thought this for a long time, and it sounds a bit Partridge. I'll say it as Partridge. Does the toilet need a redesign?
Text in.
Because when you think about how long ago that was invented, right?
Mm. Yeah,
it's basically
a good point.
Stayed the same. It's mental. If you were to start from scratch and go, right, we need a thing that people are going to, you know,
their dutty business in.
What's that going to be? I very much doubt that that's what they would come up with. So let's go from the top.
Maybe,
what's the new toilet?
Maybe you go in front ways. Do you know what I mean? Rather than going in and turning around and first. You're going front ways.
What?
And it's got a little tube.
What the fuck do you mean? Hang on. I know. Pause it. Stop. What do you mean you go in front ways? How are you? What?
you know when you go into... you go into the toilet, right? You turn around.
The cubicle. We go into the cubicle, shut the door, and then turn around. Right. You're saying no turn round.
No turnaround. You're going front ways, and it's a combined urinal and bog. Right? So we do away with the urinal.
Do away with the fucking urinals. They've got the dividers now.
Sean, we're brainstorming here. There are no bad ideas in this scenario.
Sorry. Absolutely right. Sorry.
So you're going front ways, right? But there's a knob chute for the so there's a pan. So it's like a double-ended thing.
What is going on?
And you sit down. You sit down to do your piss so that you don't piss on the seat.
He's not giving up. I will give him that. He's still
just
going for it.
It's just an idea. They don't all work. All right? They don't all work.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So, are you sitting down?
Yeah, you sit down and have a piss. If we're going to reinvent the whole thing.
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure that we'd come up with anything too different to what we've already got, personally. I just think,
I think they should be higher. I think toilet, actual toilets, not urinals, toilet should be higher. Why am I having to sit all the way down? Why do I have to go? No chairs are that low. Why am I having to go down there? I think toilets should be higher.
I found out the other day, right, with that in mind, Sean, right, there are people out there who stand up to wipe their ass.
I do.
Well, this is a big divider. Yeah, this is a big national.
I do, yeah. Oh, no, what do you do?
This is a big national. Oh, no, I can't believe this is happening live. I can't believe this is happening live.
What do you do?
I sit down to wipe like a normal human being.
No, Eddie, there's no normal human being. It's a great national divide. I'm not disclosing
mine. What do you do, Sean?
I have to say, it's something I feel very private about, and I will not be disclosing.
You're the deciding vote. You cannot sit this out. It is currently 1-1. You are the deciding factor in this.
Let's just go through before you tell us, right? You sit down, right? You sit down, do your business, and you wipe sitting down, right? You go in from the front and you wipe as a bloke. Right, you don't go in from different for women. What's your procedure then, Paul? So you sit down, do your business.
Yeah. Stand up. Toilet roll holder to the right. Turn round. Look. Keep going until I go. That's now. The job is done. Done.
Wow. That's wrong, man. That's wrong.
Sean?
So,
the nation is on tenterhooks.
I want to make one thing clear. Eddie, I think you misunderstood. This is a great national divide, and you are it's very mixed. It's not the people that stand are in any way abnormal, but I transferred. I made the transfer.
I transferred.
I think that's the weirdest one of the three.
That's weirder.
When I was a young adult at the pub.
Which
Sunday
way?
League, I at Sunday League football, and afterwards we're having a drink at the pub, and I talked about, I don't know why I was talking about wiping, but I mentioned that I was stood up, and the reaction I got was very much like yours, Eddie's, and I felt shamed, and good. I didn't realise that I'd been doing it wrong, shall we say. And I felt really embarrassed. That point on, I transferred to a sit down and wipe.
Good man. Sort of like. See, have you tried it?
Well, you're hovering. You're hovering.
No, you're still sitting down.
But how do you get in the gap?
I can't believe this is happening.
From behind or from the front?
But when you stand up, your bum cheeks will close together so you can't get proper access.
Well, and also you might have created more mess.
Not if you do it like I do, they don't.
How do you do it then? Are you up on one leg or something?
One foot on the bath. One foot on the sink.
Wow.
I've got a set of monkey bars at home and I hold up to the monkey bars.
Sometimes at the weekend I'll have one foot on the toilet, one foot on the bath and do like an aerial wipe.
Wow.
Okay.
Every day's a school day, isn't it?
So just to go back to your high urinals.
There is no high urinals. You two
there
are
high urinals.
There is. You're right. You've got long legs. If you've got short, because then you tuck your knob back in and you end up pissing down your leg.
I hate that.
Well, that
I'm definitely getting worse at that control of that as I'm getting older. Thinking I'm finished and then realizing as I leave the restroom that I hadn't.
You've got to be careful.
I'm at a point now because I have to actually undo my belt and undo the trouser, the button, and take the zip down to have a piss so that when I put it back in, it's all gone.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Rather than just flipping it out.
I'm always doing that. I think I've been getting it.
You're weird.
I'm starting to realise that there's a lot of stuff that I'm doing. I'm that guy in the toilet. People are going, do you see that guy in there doing all that? I mean, I should say that I usually keep the cubicle door closed when I wipe my arse. I am.
That's a given, isn't it?
Well, I don't know with you two. All bets are off now. It's like, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe anymore.
No, you're meant to wipe. Paul, what are you doing? The sink is outside the cubicle. You wash your hands, you wipe your bum.
We'll put it past you two.
That was the fantastic, very funny, brilliant comedian, Eddie Brimson. Go and follow him on Instagram, at Eddie Brimson. He makes loads of great content up there. Goes and reviews the best chip shops around
the
country.
So funny.
And he also, yeah, they're brilliant. And I love fish and chips. What the hell am I talking about? I love fish and chips. I do. He also has a podcast, Tough Gig Comedy Podcast, where he reviews all of the gigs that him and Lou have had that week. Check him out.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And if you are enjoying these episodes and you would like longer ones, then why not become a Patreon? It is just to explain what Patreon is, if you don't know, because we keep banging on about it. It's basically you get this on a subscription. So you sign up and we give you extra content every week. What we do is we do an hour long episode, which goes out every Monday morning. People absolutely love it. We've got a sort of core following that have been with us for a while now. And,
yes.
You know,
the unhappy Mondays.
And the response that we get is overwhelmingly positive. So wherever you start your week, you're on your way to work, it's just a great way to start the week. It's a fantastic way to support this podcast. If you have been enjoying these longer episodes, then you just go to patreon.com/WUIN and sign up. It's less than £1 a week. And for that, you get a full hour-long episode. You also get the opportunity to send in voice notes. So whatever's annoying you, you can send that in and we will listen to it and react. That's a really fun part of the podcast.
That's one of my favourite parts of you get to know. We all get to. It's a kind of community.
Yeah, oh, that's great. And
then
you can message.
Get to know each other. Yeah.
There's a place where people can sort of comment and message on episodes, and yeah, it's really good. And less than £1 a week, so why not go to patreon.com/WYN? And also, as I say every time, you know, there is so much back catalogue now that if you signed up now,
oh my God,
you know, there's just hours and hours of it. So, you know, it's a great thing to do, and we would love to have you on board.